liked the hits ever since I was a little kid, and that's real football's part of the game. So, plus we get to really see what everybody's made of. Like Mike Tyson said, everybody's got to play until they get punched in their mouth. So, we're going to do a lot of mouth punching tomorrow and see how people respond.
You said what you did during the offseason. How do you go about now kind of implementing that getting meaner thing as a leader while you're also working with guys that are your teammates?
What do you mean by working guys that are my teammates?
Well, you're going to be going up against guys that are still your teammates on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, right now I see the Vikings, the Bears, and the Lions across from me. I don't see my teammates. That's the mentality you got to have. And I expect them to have the same mentality. Because I don't know if you have any siblings, but I have a brother. And growing up, my brother and I, we've gotten into some arguments that sometimes they turn physical. But God forbid anybody try to come up against my brother. That isn't my brother. So I guess what I'm saying is with football is that you're going to fight with your brothers. That's all to it. I think that builds a stronger bond. Because in that way, when an outsider comes in, we all gang up on them.
And that's what you felt today? I mean, he was in the past, but guys getting too physical on the offensive side?
No. And that's, like I said, it's just football. I just can't wait to hit them. That's all to it. I just can't wait to get the pads on, really get after it. And the best thing about it is you see – like I said, it's an attitude shift. No longer is the, oh, my goodness, we got pads. No, like a lot of defensive guys are like, yeah, let's go. We can't wait for the pads to come on. We can't wait to hit. And likewise, the offensive guys are saying, bring it, you know, because we're going to bring it to you. So that's what camp's all about. It's about getting after it. Because you get after each other enough, you go to play an outsider, and you're going to get after them even that much harder.
Hey, Mike, what's the shock to the body like, though, the first day you start backing around?
I've been playing football since I was 7. It's no different. You get hit, get up, go. It's that simple.
Soreness is accepted.
You look forward to the soreness because that means you know you're doing something right.
I know you've probably been asked this a million times, but talk about the tandem of having Julia play behind you and how that affects your game.
I'll answer that question a million times because I love answering it. You have two of the greatest that have done it on the same team. How much better can that get? I don't think anything else needs to be said. That speaks for itself.
Now, if we're calling them the tandem, you know, Batman and Robin, but they're both Batman, what would you come up with? What can we call them? Give us a nickname.
Scary. Because if I had the game plan against those two, I'd be like, wow, this is going to be a pretty scary thought.
How's the pads coming on tomorrow? Kind of increase the competitions at the positions.
You'll see who really wants it. Football isn't so much about who's going to deliver the hit. It's about who's going to respond to getting hit. Because you're going to get got. I'm expected to get the crap knocked out of me tomorrow at some point, maybe several points. That's just football. If I didn't get the crap knocked out of me, then there's a problem because somebody over there on the other side of the ball is not going hard enough. Therefore, lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. But if it's about how you get up. Not whether you get knocked down, not whether you get up. It's about how you get up. You can either get knocked down and get up, woe is me, oh, what was that? Or you can get up and say, okay, you got me. I'm going to get you back. If you get me again, I'm going to keep coming. And that persistence, that resiliency is what separates the men from the boys. And that's what camp is about.
So with 19 practices left, pace yourself is not in your vocabulary.
What are we pacing? This ain't a marathon. This is football.